7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Run, runner.
Hear him? Run!
Guess what I'm watching. Okay, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of a Dubious Goals Committee, specifically this one. And what am I doing today on this fine day? Well, oh, look at, you can see where they laid the AstroTurf down to make it look like grass. I'm watching a movie. What movie am I watching? See if you can guess. It takes place in an abandoned mall. Although it was brand new when the movie was filmed. And the guy goes over the railing. Yeah, so if you haven't guessed by now, I am watching Logan's Run, because Michael York is a brilliant actor. Sarcasm.
Runner terminated 0.31. Ready for cleanup.
Runner terminated. Wow, look at all these high-tech devices they have. They must have bought them in the Radio Shack.
First identity check.
In the mall. Anyway.
Affirmative.
So here I am, sitting around watching Turner Classic Movies in the beginning of the day. What does it all mean? I don't know. Let's pour some tea. Yeah, I like tea. What am I drinking? I think I'm still drinking the High Mountain Oolong from yesterday. Whatever I was drinking yesterday, I can't remember. Oh, that's good, though. And it's nice and hot.
He could have renewed on Carousel. Now he's finished forever. Why do they run?
Why do they run? Oh, hi, Peppa. Pippa has arrived. And she's licking her foot. Hi, baby. We got a squinty, squinty cat today. What are you squinting at? I put some food in your bowl. I put some fresh kitty delicious yummy chunks in there. Chunks of ducks. It's mostly duck and peas.
Go eat your duck and peas. It's delicious, dingins.
Alright, so here we are. Michael York's character is back in his little apartment. And he's drinking some cranberry juice out of a skinny glass that was probably made from a test tube. And now he's going to order up some entertainment on his magic screen. Let's see what he does here. Let's listen to these awesome sound effects. Uh-oh. It's revving something up. And it's some sexy boy, and he shakes his head. Apparently, Michael York doesn't know how to use his instantiator. Love those sound effects. Hey, let's get a synthesizer. We can do cool things with it in our science fiction movie. Because you can't have a science fiction movie without a synthesizer. Well, you know, at least until
Hello.
Star Wars came along.
Welcome.
It was Star Wars that brought the classical music soundtrack back to the science fiction genre. Thanks, George Lucas. Thanks, John Williams. Putting all those synthesizer guys out of business. Oh, let's drink more tea. And then I'll update you on what's going on around here and all the weird back stuff. I woke up an hour ago and I thought, hey, I'm sleeping pretty good, because I actually kind of managed to sleep pretty good. And that was fun. I enjoy sleeping. And yesterday I had gone to the doctor to get my preoperative physical done, because, you know, I'm going under the knife in 3 days. Pretty excited about it. And that means tonight I'm starting my magic bathing ritual with the special magic soap that they gave me, because they got to avoid all infection vectors. They're that worried about infection. So I got the soap and everything. And now, what the heck is going on here? Oh, it looks like we've got some Japanese bikini model action. What in the hell is going on here? Oh no. They're in a kitchen again, and they're going to try to cook in their bikinis. This is not a smart idea. Oh, I hope they don't do any deep frying. This is just not safe. You should not let Japanese bikini models mess around in a kitchen in their bikinis. That's just, it's just a recipe for disaster, if anything. Yeah, so I'm going under the knife soon. And what does it all mean? Well, it means that there might not be an episode or two of the Dubious Goals Committee, because I don't know how long I'm going to be convalescing afterwards. I don't know if I'm going to be in a hospital or if I'm going to be somewhere else, but some people are going to have to keep track of me because, oh, anesthesia. God damn, like I've never been high before, you know? Like I can't handle this. Anyway, because I'm an idiot, everybody else has to act like an idiot, and nothing ever gets done. Loud motorcycles are driving by, and my cat is sitting up on the kitty condo, sticking her head between the vertical blinds, and so she's watching traffic. Yes, it's time for some kitty traffic updates.
The ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer.
Oh, really? Thanks, digital media, for that wonderfully timed, absolutely perfect failure. Okay, great. So I guess we're not going to get any kitty traffic updates or any features on the old Grand Ball Washer, but don't we already know what they are? Yes, logo-free, anodized paint in many colors, an internal spiral brush, and, of course, a carabiner hook to prevent towel theft. Yeah, no. All right, before I go on, let me just say that Synth Battle Royale takes place tonight. I hope you'll be there. It's at 0300 hours. Oh, who's this walking on me? The cat just came back, but instead of stepping over me, she decided to walk on me. I didn't know she was coming. That was good stealth. So yeah, Synth Battle Royale is tonight. In what, I don't know, like, how many hours? Well, it's about 1940 now, so 1940, 2040, 2144, it's in like 8 hours or something. I don't know. Figure it out for yourself. You're a smart boy. and or girl, and or whatever you might identify as. I don't care. I identify as a toaster. Because I like toast. Actually, I don't even eat that much toast. I bought that toaster specifically for cooking frozen waffles. Or for thawing frozen waffles. And that's what I ate for breakfast today. Two waffles, two slices of pepperoni. Yum, yum, yum. It was so delicious. Right. And so now, I think we need to go to some music. And since last night I had a song stuck in my head, we're going to listen to it right now. This is Hippie Chick by Soho.
Coffee in your instant mood.
You know, I get happy when it rains too, because I like looking for mushrooms, and mushroom season is rapidly approaching. I hope I'm all cured by the time that rolls around. That was the Jesus and Mary Chain with Happy When It Rains. I like that song. And I've got a cat sitting in the kitty business pit. Yes, it's true. While that music was playing, Pippa came back. She decided to try to chew on some patch cables. I said, "No, you want to do some kitty business instead?" And she said yes and got in the kitty business pit. And now she's laying here all flopped over with her head tucked into the back of my knee. And she's making kitty biscuits on my leg. Are you making the biscuits? Are you kneading the dough? You gotta knead that dough. You gotta knead it. Gotta make some pizzas. Gotta make some bagels. Are you making pizza dough? I think the cat is making pizza dough. Right, so anyway, I'm just still sitting here thinking about cats and cat business. Wondering if I should get some cat food. Now we got... And we probably have enough cat food. I'm just concerned that, you know, if I end up having to convalesce somewhere for a couple of days, is the cat going to have enough food? Yes, kitties are going to have plenty of food because kitties like yummy food. Kitties like yummy food. Yeah. So did I mention I went to the doctor yesterday? Yeah, I had to go to my... preoperative physical. and they decided to do some blood work, so they poked me. And I got poked, and the veins were rolling around, and so they said, hey, how about the other arm? And I said, yeah, there's some good ones over here. And they stuck a needle in me, and they took out some blood. And that's why I have two little bruises on my cubital fossa. So that's fun.
We think it's fun, right, Peppa?
Peppa says, yeah, whatever.
You're a weirdo. Are you a weird baby?
It's kitty time. And I wonder what other kinds of time it is. What time is it, Peppa? Ugh, I'm looking at the clock. It's a little bit later than I expected because I slept so well. I went to bed kind of late last night. 3:30, 3:45. And, I slept for a while, about 4.5 hours, and I woke up and I said, yeah, okay, and I was up for about a half an hour. I really wasn't doing anything. I was just kind of watching TV, and then I was feeling tired, and, you know, I had taken my drugs when I woke up, and so the pain was receding, and I thought, yeah, I think I'll sleep a little bit more, because that's what I've been doing for the last few weeks. You know, I'll sleep another hour and a half, thereabouts. So I figured that's what was going to happen. So I went back to sleep. And did I sleep for an hour or an hour and a half? No. I slept until 11. Which was like 3.5 or 4 hours later. So, damn, I slept pretty good. And I don't feel too bad. So, yay. That's good news. That's good news.
Yeah.
Yes, Wagaki Band with their song Ikusa, one of my favorites, probably my top, in my top five of my favorite Wagaki Bando songs. So right now, I'm just watching this guy demo an oscillator that I'm thinking about buying. This is a crazy, crazy oscillator. And I think it needs to go in my synthesizer. Listen to this crazy thing. Uh-oh, something else is getting plugged into the oscillator. What's gonna happen? Oh, it's lovely. Oh, and you know what he just plugged in? Oh, it's that thingy. It's that other thingy that I want. What am I watching? I'm watching a guy who has a YouTube channel called Red Means Recording. If you watch any synthesizer stuff at all on YouTube, you're probably familiar with this guy. I watch him when he demonstrates certain pieces of gear. He's pretty good. And he just plugged in into the oscillator that I want. He has plugged into an plugged in another thing that I want, and it's that DivKid Oakt, which is the 8-channel triangular asynchronous LFO. I want that thing. I need that thing. I need that thing and the oscillator, but the oscillator comes first, because it doesn't do me any good to have an 8-channel LFO without, you know, stuff to plug it into, without having something for it to modulate, because it is a modulator. So I gotta buy that oscillator. I gotta buy another voice, and I've got a sequencer to buy. And then I'll buy that little LFO thingy, and there was something else I saw. Oh yeah. I saw a probability switch, and it was, you could actually like CV the probability amount. And I thought, oh, our little Toadster needs to have that. Yes, he does. Because I like probability. I like dice. I have lots of dice sitting right here. Listen to all these dice. Those are just the dice in the tubes. And I've got 8 dice right here. I like probability. And the probability of me doing a show tomorrow is 100%. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day unless I'm in surgery at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, and I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.